Radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, the good things guy. Damn, it's good to be back in studio. As you should know, if you follow me on social media or even just listen to the show, I recently toured the beautiful Kerala, India. Only thanks to you guys and your votes. And I can't even begin to tell you what an incredible journey I had, an adventure of note. I got to meet the most phenomenal human beings in what might be the most beautiful part of the world. Before I went, I had no expectations. I sort of didn't let anything give me an idea of what it was or what it was about. And I'd been to Bangladesh before, and I need to kick myself at the bum now, because I somehow put Bangladesh and Kerala in the same box, and they're not. For whatever reason, maybe it was me and my lack of studying during school that I had no idea about geography. But my Bangladesh journey was very different to Kerala. And Kerala for me was an absolutely mind-blowing, beautiful adventure that I could maybe never articulate into words. It's India, so it's got the history, it's got the cultural side, it's got that festival feel. But it also feels like an island. It felt like I was living on an island for almost 3 weeks. There were just palm trees everywhere and coconuts and the most incredibly friendly people that I've ever met. Yes, there were 30 bloggers, vloggers and influencers that were all chucked into a bus, and off we went, and we traveled 1,500 kilometers around the beautiful state. But at the same time, we got to interact with Keralilians. Well, I just made up that word. The people of Kerala. And I know it's cliche, and when people talk about going away or traveling, they speak about how amazing the people are and they make the place. I couldn't even put that into words. It was the people, and it was the people of Kerala that made me fall absolutely in love with it. Another side of traveling, and it's something that is so important. In order for you to understand your circumstances, where you come from, your life experience and your journey that you're currently on, it's always a great way to broaden your perspective, to go somewhere else and to entrench yourself in other people's lives, to see how they are living. It really does make you take stock of where you are. And it does. It changes your perspective. And it certainly has for me. I was watching everything happening in South Africa on the news from the sidelines while I was over there. And yes, it's been a really tough ride, and there's a lot of stuff in the news that bogs us down. And it's a great word to say the cuck in the news is what really affects us. But I have to tell you, there is so much more to life than Zuma and corruption and the Guptas and the bad governance and the leadership and all of those things that we're being plagued with at the moment. And I need to say that's another word that we can use is unity and togetherness. And whatever's happened in the country, I've been watching from abroad. I've been watching on the news. I'm actually getting a little choked up. I've been seeing these things unfold from a distance. And all that I can tell you is I've never been more proudly South African. I've been watching the unity and the diversity and the differences that we have as the population of South Africa. All that it's done, all the last couple of days and weeks, and maybe it's years that we've been leading up to this point, all that it has done is it has brought us together as a nation. I was at the marches last week Friday, and wow, it was incredible to be on the right side of history, if I can explain it like that. So today I'm here, as always, I'm back in studio to remind you that there's still so many good things in the world and South Africa right now, right this second, right this moment. So inspired, so proudly South African, so much of good news. The South African, what am I saying? Don't even know what's going on. The good stuff is proudly brought to you by Play Your Parts, an initiative of Brand South Africa. I'm back in studio and I have Kerry right next to me, who has had a well-deserved break.
But I missed you and the show. Just saying. It was way too long, but it was amazing.
Did you miss me or the show?
Both.
I kind of feel like you missed the show more than me.
No.
No.
So let me just clarify. You are the show.
Way to go to feed my ego.
There you go.
Way to go to feed my ego.
But it's the truth. It's the truth.
Okay, so if it's so much of my show and it's so much of me, why the F did you only make coffee for yourself this morning?
I made it at home.
You are like the worst sidekick ever.
But now I know.
Well, how did you not know before?
Because you don't drink coffee when we're here. You've always got water.
Where's my water?
Here. And it's nice and cold.
Thank you.
Why, and that's an empty cup of.
I'm putting my gum in there. if there was a camera in the studio, you'd just see that Kerry and I. I mean, we just mess around. We're here to just mess around and bring you good news. That's what this is all about. So today we are back in the hot seat. We're going to be bringing you our regular catch up with everything that matters. So we're going to be chatting about stuff that's happening relative around the world and even South Africa. And I know that's politics, and you're all going, "Oh, I'm so sick of it." But it's actually not. There's some good stuff happening there. So we're going to bring you that. We're also, our 50 Seconds of Fame has been swapped out. Kerry and Kirsty and Paigey from Huddle Up were supposed to be in the studio today, but they're drunk in some gutter because it was Paige's birthday yesterday. Just kidding. They're out doing a bit of charity work, so we're going to give them a call a little bit later. Might even sing to Paigey for her birthday.
Yes.
It was yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. So we might do that.
We're singing.
We might do that. We're also going to be bringing you the top 5 good news stories that we do every week.
Of course.
Audited by Kerry.
Not audited.
It is audited by you. You get to choose them. You get to be like, what are we gonna talk about? I've just got a WhatsApp from my team, man. Flip. From now I'm getting all nostalgic. So we in a WhatsApp group now. All of us.
The team from your trip.
From Kerala, yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, guys, I must tell you, there were 29 bloggers, vloggers, and influencers that were all in Kerala together. Mm. There were supposed to be 30, but we lost one.
Oh.
We never met her. She never pulled through. She was meant to be from Kenya, and she just didn't pull through, which is okay. We got along fine without her. We missed her, but you know. And I put into the group just before we started the show, I'm like, guys, if you're near the internet and headphones, go visit www.cliffcentral.com. And Francesco has just said, you're the show, I agree, which is the first thing. But then he said, every time you say bus, I can't stop laughing. So there's a video.
I saw that.
Did you watch the video?
Yes, I did.
Man.
The bus boat.
We traveled around Kerala on this massive bus. Okay, we spent a lot of time in the bus. Those are the sides that you don't see. When you're tracking 1,500 kilometers, there's a lot of time that's spent in the bus. And I'm going to keep saying the bus because it was really funny. And then we would climb into other modes of transport, like a train.
A bicycle.
Yeah, but I was on a bicycle at some point.
Yes, you were.
But the one day we climbed into a boat that was a bus.
Mm.
It was the inside of it was built like a bus. It had these luxury liner seats, but it was a boat.
That's so amazing.
It was a bus boat.
Yes.
And I was just.
It really did look like a bus, though.
I was messing around and I was being really funny and I sort of was talking about, welcome everybody to the boat that is a bus. We'll call it the bus boat. And we did this whole little sketch that was really, really funny, and the guys seemed to love it. And this takes me to my next point of order. So, being with these human beings from around the world who really are just incredible in their own right, I'm going to be putting an article together about them all, because I've met the most phenomenal human beings and I got to spend a little bit of time with them. They are all mavericks when it comes to social media.
Hmm.
I learned so much while I was over there. Yes, cultural heritage, Kerala, but from an international point of view of using your social media not only to as a platform,
different international standards,
but also to do good.
Yes.
And I said, when I met these incredible human beings, one of the things I said to them is they have this ability to take what they have right now, to take that platform that they have and take their followers and the people that tune into their whether it's Twitter or Instagram or YouTube, they take them to places that sometimes they wouldn't be able to go to.
Exactly.
And they show them experiences that sometimes they wouldn't have had. in the first place.
Or being able to totally experience themselves.
And I've learnt a thing or two. And we chat about videos. So yes. I made the Zuma Must Fall video, which
it's
has had
beautiful.
Like 500,000 views or whatever the hell it is. But I've realized, and this is Francesco, he was part of the whole process with the boat bus.
Yes.
For you, boy. This is, you've inspired me to do something. I'm going to be creating my own vlog. I'm going into vlogging.
It's about time.
I'm now a vlogger.
I'm surprised you haven't.
I'm going to become a vlogger.
Yes.
I know I'm not going to become. I am
you
a
are.
Vlogger.
You are.
And I've decided I'm getting my creative team to help me. But I've decided that we're going to release the vlog every Sunday at 7 p.m.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And I think I'm going to call it Not Carte Blanche.
That's a high five in the studio.
And that's a South African joke. But this is the plan. And I'm busy putting it together this week because it's going to be the first one. It's going to be short and sweet, like 3 or 4 minutes, just quick. But a snapshot into me, the good news, the good stuff, things that are happening, whatever's going on. And that's going to be this Sunday. And it's those guys that I spent so much time with in Kerala that taught me that maybe video is, not maybe, video is the answer. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be playing around with video. Get ready for that shit to come out. Anyway, back to the show because we don't want to lose track. We also have Darren Smith from hipporoller.org who's popping in to chat about their amazing project. Guys, what this guy's done and what he's part of is unbelievable. So in Africa, we have a problem where people might live quite far away from a water source.
Yes.
Like, they're not getting fresh water. They're not getting the amenities that they need. And this company have created this like barrel that you put two sticks in and then you move the water.
It's amazing.
It's like a water wheel where you're able to, I mean, I want them to explain it, but I'm trying to give an overall picture for you guys that are listening. They are helping communities transport water quicker, faster, easier than they have ever had before. So we want to unpack exactly what that is and what they're doing. And maybe that might go in the vlog. We might have us playing with the hippo roller.
Yes.
That's how we roll. So listen up and get inspired. If you want to get involved with the conversation, you can tweet us, CliffCentral.com, or myself, Brent Lindegue, or any of our esteemed guests, like our sidekick here, Kerry, is Kerry Stain.
Yes.
Or you can send us a message via our official WeChat account, which is, you've got that, it's Cliff Central. Or call us. There's so many ways to get hold of us.
I know.
0861-555-189. Or you can WhatsApp us. Do you have the number of the WhatsApp, Kerry?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
079-748-2090.
How do you know it off by heart?
I'm just clever.
I'm so impressed.
And because it's stuck all over the studio, just saying.
So impressed. Yeah, the number is literally all around the studio. All right, so what's been cracking in our world? I don't know if you heard the introduction song. When we started the show.
Yes, it's amazing. I thought it was Indian at first, and I'm like, oh, okay, you've brought some of it back. And then when it kicked in, I was like, wow, this is really awesome.
No, man, it is Indian.
Yes, the start.
So if you listen... I decided
beautiful.
This is
I
a
like
perfect
it.
Song because I've just been in Kerala and now we're back in South Africa.
It's perfect.
And we're never going to give up, right?
No.
Anyway, so we're messing around with music. It's a crazy week in South Africa.
Huge.
Crazy 2 weeks in South Africa.
Yes.
Like, can we unpack what's going on here?
Sure.
Sure. Why not?
Well, the same thing has been going on for the last 2 weeks. Well, since you've been away.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of escalated.
So for those of you that are living under a rock or the expats that are tuning in that maybe don't know what's going on, our country is on the rise and there's marches happening around the country. Last week, Friday, I mean, everybody was picking up their flags and their banners and making their way to the streets and sort of just speaking about the fact that we no longer want a cuck president and we want to focus on good things and we want good stuff happening. And what that does and what that has allowed is for the country to become unified for what I feel is the first time in many years that
and
you just see everybody speaking the same language.
No race, no political party. It's just people standing together, different ages. Sexual orientation had absolutely nothing to do with that. It was just people coming together
totally. On
one day. And when I started to see everything happening, because I wasn't at any of the marches, I actually prayed. Anyway, so it made me extremely emotional.
We need you in studio. Where's our millennial?
She's coming.
Where's our millennial? We bring our producer in because she's got a great sort of hand on what is going on, but it's not because she listens to the news. You don't listen to the news, do you?
At all, no.
No. She follows it on Twitter and Insta and Snapper and Smoke Signaler. And she's all over the place. And she that's how she follows what's going
Pigeon
on.
Pigeon Dove.
Tell me how you feel. How's it going, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
It's lacquer to be back in studio.
I'm a year older since I last saw you.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. That's amazing. Congrats.
Thank you.
So how old are we now?
22.
Ugh, still young. Still young. Tell me, what is going on? You've been watching this schniz all over the social webs.
Yes.
What's going on in our country?
Zuma must go. Zuma must go. Zuma must go. In a nutshell.
So, again, there were these amazing grannies, like amazing grannies, who were singing there, and it's their struggle song because they believe in it,
yes,
and they're singing it.
But it's catchy; we all know it.
And now we all know it.
Yes.
And the grannies, they were like dancing, and Zuma must go.
Yes.
And it really became a meme, and now
it was perfectly choreographed on the side of the road.
And now you know it.
Yes, it's stuck in my head.
And do you believe in it?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes, I do. I don't necessarily believe in the marches. I was like, I don't think the marches are going to change anything. But I definitely think that it's time for Zuma to go. And the vote of no confidence needs to be passed. And Tim has just...
As a young South African, you're 22.
Yes.
You're a born free.
Yes, I am.
You are a real millennial.
Yes.
Can I just add that while I was away... One of my writers, Tyler, she wrote an article about millennials. And I'll just have you know, I'll have you know that I found out that I'm also a millennial. But I'm a grandpa millennial.
Does that mean I'm one too?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we're millennials.
So
anyway,
we're all millennials.
We're millennials, but you're in the trenches of it, and you really are. So as a 22-year-old, why does it matter?
I think we live in a country that has so much potential, and it's a pity that leadership is failing us. I've grown up around people that have had the same privileges as me, but we still kind of have a different mentality towards things, where people think I'm entitled to things and people think I don't need to work for things, and there's others that think we need to work hard for things. But I think if we have a good leader and someone who represents the values of South Africa, things are going to change for the better.
You are so amazing.
You gave me goosebumps.
Yes.
You gave me goosebumps. So, and I just want to touch on a point now. You said as a millennial and sort of watching this, you believed that the marches didn't really matter.
Yes. So,
do you still feel that way after all the conversations they've created?
No. So I'm one person who loves conversation. So I think the conversation was needed. Do I think the marches...
You in person, not so much.
Yeah. But I love the fact that I saw unity and I was like, okay... Maybe I should have gone. Maybe.
But it's okay. You can go tomorrow.
Well, you know, we'll ask Gareth if she can get a day off work. Or you just take it. Because Zuma must fall. Zuma must fall.
It's okay. She
What's
can just go
one?
Outside.
No, but those...
Go outside into the road.
Yes, and I'll just be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, Zuma,
exactly. All by myself.
You could just make up your own ones.
Yeah.
And then the news broke yesterday during a memorial for Chris Hani. Which is so not the right political platform to
Definitely
do anything.
Not.
You know, I one thing I've learned Disgusting. During my Good Things Guy adventure journey, you never, ever, ever capitalize on tragedy.
Definitely
yes.
not.
You do not.
Yes.
And when there is a situation, Chris Hani, it's a tragedy. And we're looking back at an incredible human being and at his memorial, our fantastic president stands up and talks about the marches and stuff. Wrong platform. But he got the word out and he turned around and he said that everybody that marched was racist.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
I'm not racist. How can I be racist if I'm telling you you're not a good president? Like, how's that? Like, I don't. Okay, yeah. I'm done.
No. So, totally. So last night I put up a picture, which has been, it's just, people like sharing stuff, which is so cool. Thank you. It's been shared a couple of thousand times. And it's a picture from one of the marches of everybody holding hands. Black, white, Indian, gay,
straight.
Male, female, children.
The granny that was shaking her hip.
Yes.
Everybody just holding hands. Yes. And I actually wrote a little thing, and I think that's why people really thought it was cool. So I said, hey, Zoomer, we caught some of the blatant racism on camera during the marches. Not sure how we're going to recover from this mess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you. We're not sure how you are going to recover from the mess that you found yourself in. Suddenly, the very people that you continuously try to tear apart are standing together against you. South Africans are lekker and we like each other a lot. We like each other so much that we're all agreeing that we don't want a cuck corrupt president anymore. I was meant to fly down to Durban on Wednesday for a talk. That's how I make my money mostly. And I've said that there for a reason. So I don't get paid a lot. I do a couple of talks in between. That's how I make my income. So I get paid quite a bit to talk, which I'm thankful for. But removing that out of my salary for the month is tough. It's tough. And the client wasn't exactly very happy with me when I called them and said to them, I'm not flying down to Durban.
Oh, poo.
I'm sorry. I need to march for my country again, as I'm going to. So I'm doing it. Instead, I will be taken to the streets again to march with every single opposition party, because like South Africans are coming together, so are all the opposition parties. How crazy is that?
Yes. I think those coalitions, I'm happy.
All for it.
Yes. It's about time. And yeah, man, he can't keep using the race card. It's kind of done.
The last part that I said, there's nothing brings people together like a common enemy. And Jay-Z, you have done more than enough to our beautiful country to bring a lot of people together, which is rad.
Do you know what I saw as well? Which is, I follow a lot of things on Instagram, and there's an international, it's like a watch group, and they put a picture of Zuma up there. And they were like, man of the moment. I think the guy who has the page is actually in New York or somewhere. Man of the moment wearing his 800,000 rand watch. Yay. I was like, wow. Okay.
As
all over the place.
As always. Anyway, so that's all the craziness that's going on in our country. There are good things coming out of it. Unity, people standing together. And yes. I think positive change is the biggest thing. Definitely. Even our millennials, who usually don't give an F, are getting involved. So thank you. Thank you for that. The last thing I wanted to bring up. You wouldn't even know about this. You were a baby. But in 2013, and this all ties into my little Indian trip into Kerala. In 2013, we had a festival in Johannesburg called the We Are One Holy Festival.
Yes.
Where they brought an Indian beautiful, beautiful festival to Johannesburg and Cape Town. And someone captured it all on video. I'm going to post this up online because it is the funniest thing you will ever see. And on this day, exactly on this day in 2013. So today is the 11th. On the 11th of April, 2013, this video went live. And in the video, a guy became incredibly famous. They called him the Yellow Hand Print Guy because through all the interviews, these oaks are, I mean, I'll play you the beginning just so you can understand. Let's see if I can find this just for a quick. Okay, are you guys ready? Are you ready for this? So this is the Holy One Festival. Just listen to this. They ask this guy a question and he is as drunk as a skunk.
Get super colorful and get pictures and get drunk.
So that's what the Holy One Festival is about.
Oh,
to get super colourful, to get bitches, and to get drunk. Those were his words. And then it's like a 6-minute video, right? But the final scene is maybe the best. And I'm gonna give it to you quickly. Hold on. This is Yellow Hand Print Guy. Not this guy. Here we go.
It has nothing to do with enlightenment. None of this has anything to do with enlightenment. In fact, all this really is a bunch of privileged white kids with shoes and nice clothes walking around pretending that we know anything about any other culture, but we're doing it together and we look muddy. No!
So I'm going to put that up online so you
so
can
true.
See it because it's the funniest thing ever. And that's when Yellow Hand Print Guy became famous. And the reason he's called that is because he got some of that color powder that someone put on their hands and they smacked him over the face. So he's got like this yellow hand.
And it was perfect.
But yes, you were still a baby then in 2013.
Then
I'll let you watch the video when we're done with this. Yeah?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. May I? All right. We're going to go to a quick 2-second break. I am going to play you something which is from Kerala. It was our song that we played over and over and over again. And I'm sure it's going to make your heart just as happy as it made mine. When we get back, we're going to be speaking to Hippo Roller, Darren Smith.
Yay.
This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. And alive, that takes me right back to India. And I'm sure it means nothing to anyone else.
I like it. I think it's beautiful.
I can't explain to you what an incredible time we had there. And I wish that I could put into words the journey that I faced. One of the things that happened while I was over there is I realized something about myself. So as a traveler, a lot of people will go to a different country, like what I was taken there to do, right?
Yeah.
And they'll come back, and it's all good because we need articles like this, but they will write about the best hotels to stay in or the best restaurants to visit. And we need that because you need that information.
Mm.
But one of the things that I learned on this journey and being over there is that I report on good news.
Yes.
So why am I not reporting on the good news from other countries? And that's exactly what I did in Kerala. Some of the stories that came out of there that I haven't even written about yet. The pink police. 8 months ago, they created these bright fluorescent pink cars that only women are allowed to drive.
Yes.
Only women. And the women are there to help other women. So if you're being abused by your husband, you phone the pink police. They've got their own hotline. And the woman, the women come with men. The men are passengers. They're not allowed to drive the car.
I love that.
And they'll get to the scene and help you. And that's one of the stories that we found. Another, which is very interesting, and it's also part of a lot of the conversation that's happening in South Africa at the moment, land reform.
Really?
Land reform. So here's the crazy thing, just putting it out there. There is not one hungry person in Kerala, not one.
Do you see?
Absolutely everybody is fed, and the reason for that is land reform. Yes. But the land reform is not getting a beautiful apartment in the heart of Kochi, which would be Sandton.
Mm.
They've given land to the people of Kerala in the outskirts. So 120 kilometers from the main city. They've gone, you want land, we'll give you this land for free. Mm. We'll teach you how to live off the land and we'll make you self-sustainable. And it's worked. It's incredible.
Nobody should be hungry.
This is 100%. Or not have water.
Exactly.
Right? And that's why we've got incredible human beings inside the studio. Is that even a...
We are all inside the studio.
I'm just checking. We're in the studio. Don't touch me on my studio. We've got Darren Smith and Grant Gibbs from hipporoller.org. They're here to tell us about an amazing initiative, and they've brought a little one, which I hope is not a real one. I mean, this is not going to transport a lot of water, is it?
Well, it holds a whole bottle of wine.
And that matters.
Oh, wow.
And that matters. Grant, you are an executive director of hipporoller.org. What is it? Because I'm holding one, but we've got many listeners that are going, oh, do you roll hippos around? Like, what is it?
It's interesting. It's actually got nothing to do with hippopotamuses. But in fact, its original name started out as Aquaroller. That might give you a bit of a hint. So essentially, it's aimed at your rural communities or wherever there's no reliable infrastructure, and people are forced to collect water and carry it to their homes. So, and it affects a lot more people than we realize. I'm talking hundreds of millions of people around the world.
This is something, and it's not a South African problem. It's an international problem.
It's definitely an international problem.
And it's something that we, as human beings, South Africans do really well, is we tend to become numb to the poverty and the situational circumstances that our fellow South Africans find themselves in. And the reason for that is not because we're all a bunch of jerks. It's because we see so much of it that we start to become a little bit numb to it, and then we forget about it.
Desensitized.
100%. And that this is a huge problem in South Africa.
It is a big problem in South Africa too, correct? I think I'm guessing somewhere between 10 and 12 million people that need to go and collect water every single day. So you can, if you can try and visualize how they do that, I mean, carrying a bucket on the head with, say, 20 liters is 20 kilograms of weight. Now, the men don't do it for two reasons, primarily because they can't. The girls start at a young age with small amounts of water, and that increases as they get stronger. But also, it's a cultural thing. They feel that it's a menial task, and it's really left for the women and the children to collect the
and
water.
And the men are working, generally.
The men are, or they're waiting for the next war.
Yes.
Oy vey, oy vey. We hope not. So we've got these fellow South Africans that are walking for kilometers, correct, carrying what could be up to 20 kilograms on their heads of water on a daily basis.
On a daily basis, and in fact, many often times it's multiple times a day. So the difference with the HIPAA roller is it's really just a simple design. It's been around for 25 years already, but it allows you to roll 90 liters of water along the ground rather than trying to carry it above your head.
So I've got a little one here that they've brought in, a mini one, so that we can see one, and we can fill it with wine.
Yeah.
But basically what it is it's a water container that's built almost like a fat tire, quite a fat tire. So you can fit up to 90 liters of water inside this guy, and it's got metal around it that treats it like a wheel, so you can push it or pull it, I would guess.
Correct. It's actually designed to clip on and clip off that handle, so you can, when you get home, you can take the handle off and stand the drum upright, and it's got a very large screw cap that allows you to dispense water quite hygienically, and you also from time to time wash it and clean it from time to time.
Man alive.
It's designed to be very durable, because if you consider the environment where it gets used,
it's not going to be pushed along an ice tar road.
Correct.
Yeah. How long does one of those last?
We sort of on average about 5 to 7 years, okay, but quite often more than 10 years we've seen some of them. So what we're starting to realize is that more and more the rollers are being shared. You know, we prefer one per household, but now we're seeing a lot of communities are sharing them between them. So the number of people that benefit from one roller has actually gone up quite significantly.
So, I mean, you've said a couple of things there that I want to touch on. The first being, you've got a case study of 10 years. How long has this HIPAA roller been around?
Well, it was invented is not the correct word, innovated in 91. Got its first design award from the SABS Design Institute in 92. So it's been around for a long time. I've been involved with it since 93. So it's been a long time trying to build, and without any resources behind us, we've managed to keep it going, and it's grown to the extent that we are now more than 50,000 units have been distributed.
Wow.
In at least 25 countries around the world. So it's a growing scenario.
And it's important. So we've been around for a while. We're distributing them. It's a great product. It's innovative. It's helping people. Where does the funding come from?
Good question. It's a challenge. It's a constant challenge, but I'm pleased to say that it's growing. Primarily, it's your corporate social responsibility, so they can use it as a marketing tool as well. We could brand it and put the logos on the drum, make it in any color they prefer. So it's essentially governments where they have an interest and have budget, NGOs, and then also your private individuals that have an interest in donating and supporting this project. So we've just recently started a new initiative through a group in New York City, and they are doing an online campaign for us, and it's starting to show some nice results.
Which is fantastic. Yeah. You've mentioned corporates and sort of individuals and all sorts of people coming on board to be part of this HIPAARoller.org. There was one person who gave their stamp of approval, who I'm going to mention because it's all relevant to what's going on right now and the country and where we stand. And he said, a personal appeal is made to your organization to actively support a national project which will positively change the lives of millions of our fellow South Africans. And that was Nelson Mandela.
Correct. I've never met anybody with more charm than Nelson Mandela. Really and truly, he was quite phenomenal. What a privilege to be able to meet him personally.
Wow. And it's his stamp of approval because he understands that this means something to communities. I'm privileged. I'm lucky. I can open a tap and water runs out and there's no problem. It's clean water and I can drink it. I've never in my whole entire life had to go and fetch water to just survive. And I think if I could put myself in someone else's shoes, I would realize what a big problem it is. And Nelson Mandela knew, and that's why he would back something like this.
Absolutely. And he understands the impact that it could make on South Africa. So I'm disappointed to say that South African government have not really taken to it as much as they could have. Yes, it's not a permanent solution. It is an interim solution, but it has tremendous appropriate solution, actually, for South African conditions, and buys time while government finds the funds to put in infrastructure.
100%. Some of the other things that you said, so the Hippo Roller itself holds 90 litres. You said that there are occasions where people would go a couple of times a day to go fetch water. This would eliminate that because you'd go like once.
Yes, you would go once and collect at least 4 or 5 times the amount you could do with one bucket. So just to give you an idea, 20 litres on the head is 20 kilograms. The Hippo Roller on flat level ground, I'm talking nice smooth conditions, is equivalent to 10 litres. So it's that much easier to, but of course it does get heavy when you go uphill and over obstacles. But even the handle has been designed that two people can pull the same roller if it's very steep hills like KwaZulu-Natal and so on.
Incredible.
But I think the important point to mention is the time that is saved.
Mm.
You know, communities are tied down by not having time to do all sorts of other things. And so more water means a better quality of life. But being able to use that water to grow vegetable gardens at home, improve health, you know, all sorts of basic hygiene things that we don't even consider by having tap so readily available for us. Are all impacted. So time is a very, very big benefit.
It's positive change and it's sustainability, which is what it all comes down to at the end of the day and what we should all be focusing on. If people want to know more about the Hippo Roller, if they want to throw money at you, if they want to get involved in some way, how do they get hold of you?
I think the simplest really is just to give our website address. It's hipporoller.org. That's the easiest one. We do have a support line as well if anybody wants to do that, or a support email address. Perhaps you could mention those on the show, or do you want me to give them?
You can do it right now.
I'll read them out now quickly.
If there is a way that people can get involved and they can make a difference right now, that would be the simplest to just call it out.
Be fantastic if they could email us on support@hipporoller.org, or they could call us on 082-94-HIPPO. If that makes sense.
It's that easy. We're going to put all of this information up online so that you can get involved and you can make a difference. And I think it's a flippin' cool product.
I think it
really does assist in something that is a huge crisis in South Africa and the world internationally.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So I just love what you guys are doing.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your support and having us on the show.
It's been cool. This is The Good Stuff on Cliff Central. To be young and in love, and I love Paigey, and she's young, and it was her birthday yesterday, and we've got her on the line.
It's happy birthday,
Paige and Kirst from Huddle Up. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
What's happening? I did start the show and I told everybody that you were out getting drunk for your birthday, but I was just kidding. You're actually on a job, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We're actually in the middle of Germiston at the moment at Hawk Academy with ABLAN, the Abcon Group Foundation, part of ABLAN.
And what exactly are you doing over there?
We're actually busy planning Mandela Day. So we're looking at revamping the school, painting it, building new classrooms, fixing bathroom doors. So we're actually doing a bit of a site visit now. Yeah, fixing roofing as well. Yeah, and just making a checklist of what needs to be done for Mandela Day and ensuring that we rally up the groups and teams and just make it a fun, eventful day.
Yeah. So if I have to ask, what is Hawk School?
So Hawk Academy hosts about 700 children, and it's right next to a huge informal settlement. And the kids are very vulnerable at this stage, so there's not a lot of security. So we're looking at revamping the security, and then also getting NPOs involved that can help with violence against women and children abuse as well, because it's happening far too often at the school. So we're in here full force to try and see what we can do in terms of infrastructure development, but also in terms of psychological support for any children that need it. And then in terms of any academic requirements that they need, we're just going to fill it on the list and see what we can do and
yeah, and pull people together.
And Paige Kirst, how did you hear about the school? Because one of the things that I maintain, and it's one of the things that I try really push home with regards to Mandela Day and with charity and giving back and all of those things. We need to be finding the places that are not looked after. We need to be finding the places that actually need the help. What happens on these Mandela Days is the same orphanage or the same school gets inundated, whereas there are outliers that don't. So is this one of those schools that desperately needs the help?
Definitely. And we've got some pictures that we will upload for you to have a look at. The school's got absolutely nothing. They're trying their absolute best to make do with what they've got. They're trying to build classrooms with the little money that they receive. They really, really are trying so hard, but they desperately, desperately need help. Yeah.
And my question there was, my second question, how did you guys find out about the school or the academy?
We've done a little bit of work with Abland, and last year they helped us with the Witkoppen Primary School end of year function we had for 1,000 kids. And we just got in contact with the team, and they said, well, listen, you know, we want to help with Witkoppen, but we've also got this other school. Please come and help us. And yeah, here we are project managing with them for their CSI initiative. So it goes far, far further than just the Mandela Day. It's a, it's a full-on project.
Long-term.
And then are looking at getting other people involved. So I had a lot. And yeah, just trying to do as much as we can, I guess, all together. It will be a full school upgrade that we need to do.
And that's what, I mean, it's sustainability, it's the project
it's
that you're putting together.
The teachers and care workers that are working at the school are absolutely doing the most magnificent work against all odds. And it's about helping people that are really doing incredible work on the ground and seeing what we can do, because these children are they're so vulnerable and so special at the same time. And there's been horrific stories that have come that we've heard are from the kids. And I think we all just got to get together and realize that this isn't a once in a year kind of thing. We really need to put our efforts in 24/7.
You girls do. That's something that you do really well, is that you're constantly busy with some sort of project, helping someone. There's never an off time for you, because that is the reality of South Africa and the world. And what you two are doing is just absolutely phenomenal.
Shame. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Brent. Yeah. Sure. But it's all collective, so it's amazing.
It takes a village, right? It takes a village, and that's exactly what they say. If people want to get involved, if they want to come and help, if they want to jump in, if they want to throw money at you, how do they get hold of you?
They can find us on our Facebook page, Huddle Up. Our website is www.huddleup.co.za. My email address is Kirst, KIRST, @huddleup.co.za. And then mine is Paige, PAIGE, @huddleup.co.za. And then, Brent, just through your show, lots of people have been connecting with us and saying that they can help us. So it's just been
fabulous.
Thank you for the platform. Yeah,
no, man. I was actually just thinking now when you were spelling out your email addresses. Do you remember your first show? Do you remember coming on here that first day and both of you were sweating palms, nervous as anything? And now you're like, yeah, man.
Don't get nervous.
Never. You can't even hear it. It sounds like you're a professional.
Oh, God. Yeah. You remember
that
it was yesterday.
Well, we've still got a long road ahead of us. We need to work together. And I really applaud the both of you and what you're doing. And thank you for that. And I love having you on the show. Next time, can you please be in studio? All I'm saying.
Yeah, we will do. We promise.
All right. Have a good day. We'll chat later. Man, they're so inspirational.
Love them.
Love them. Love, love, love. So we'll put all their details up online so you can get involved. Kirst and Paige are always doing something. There's always somewhere where you can get involved, and always somewhere where you can make a difference.
Definitely.
And it's all about sustainability. They're not thinking of just today.
Nothing.
It's all also about tomorrow and uplifting communities so that they can eventually look after themselves and start to look after others.
Those girls. Wow.
Just amazing. When we went to our break or whatever, before we phoned the girls, you asked a very important question that I missed.
Yes.
Which was?
How much is the hippo roller?
And if
it's $125, which works out to about 1,500 South African rand.
South African rands. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, you could be making a difference to communities just by sort of getting involved.
I mean, the lifespan of that is, what is up to 7 years. So if you work that out, it's really nothing.
Cheapest man. We missed the good news again.
Yes.
How did we do this on a second? Like, we're just back. We have...
But you know what, Brent? A lot of it we covered in conversation.
Okay, do you want to just give us the headlines?
Yes.
I've got the headlines here because you don't have a... Come on over. Come on over.
I'm moving in.
Use my microphone. We'll share a mic.
I will.
Okay, so we're going to just give you the headlines. What do we have at number five?
So after 30 years of working for the same family, a housekeeper is surprised with her very own house. Number four, watch. Proudly South African Zuma Must Fall March video goes viral, which is amazing.
Who made that video?
It was you, Brent Linda Q. Music by Rubber Duck. Number three.
Oh, we love Rubber Duck. And the boys from Rubber Duck, I phoned them because I was busy putting the video together now that I'm a vlogger. Now that I'm a vlogger, you see. I was putting the video together and I was like, yo, I need a song to go with this video. And I was, that's the best song. Rubber Duck, Nick, you guys are amazing. So I messaged him and I'm like, Nick, I love you lots.
Need your song.
Can I use your song? And he was like, for sure. Of course you can. And that video has had over 500,000 views. So that was cool.
It's beautiful. Pertinent. Number three, a woman was photographed doing the most amazing act of kindness in Cape Town. You need to go and check that out. Read that article. Number two, read the beautiful this beautiful open letter to Zuma written by a 17-year-old South African girl. Number one, ANC member helps DA attack victim. Most powerful picture from the Zuma Must Fall March.
We're going to put all those stories up online so that you can read them, see them, listen to them, watch them, do all those good things that you need to. We love hanging out with you. It's so cool to be back in studio.
Definitely.
Kerry, I missed you. I missed the show. I missed the listeners.
Nice. Thanks, Brenty.
I missed all of those good things, and it is really cool to be back in studio with all of those good things, yeah?
Yes, definitely.
Just what we're saying.
Don't go away.
I'll try not to.
Okay.
You've tuned into the good stuff on Cliff Central. And we've spent the show chatting about a bunch of good stuff. Remember, guys, even though politically it's a little bit crazy, there's always good news stories. Mm. There's always those good news stories and those good things to find. Whether you're in South Africa or India or Australia or wherever you are, there are good things happening around us all the time. The Good Stuff is proudly brought to you by Brand South Africa. Play Your Part Initiative. Brand South Africa, inspiring new ways. If you want to play your part and get involved or know someone who does, visit www.brandsouthafrica for more info. They actually, Brand South Africa, I mean, they're our sponsors,
yes,
but they released the coolest video this morning.
I know, I saw that.
Yeah, we're going to put that up online as well so you can see it. Just inspiring us to be better. If you're playing your part in your community or know someone who is, let us know and we'll get in touch and feature them on the show. For more info on being an ambassador for your community or country, again, visit www.brandsouthafrica.com. South Africa, inspiring new ways. Every week, I leave you with a little bit of something just to keep you going. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire each other. We're in this together. And I'm talking about a worldly, humanly together. And the only way we'll get through it is together. This is what I'm leaving you. I hope it inspires you in some way.
Oh.
Every day, the universe puts on the most incredible show, The Sunrise, reminding us to always be hopeful in a better day. Hope keeps us moving forward. I cannot imagine my life without hope. It fuels us to face impossible challenges. Hope is the expectation that we will obtain what we desire. It's a special gift in the middle of difficult circumstances. Hope encourages us to keep running the race until we reach that amazing finish line. That's the good stuff for this week. Don't forget to tune in next week, where we'll bring you more good things more of the time. If you want to catch up with any of the other shows, just visit www.cliffcentral.com. All the good stuff lives there. And we'll see you next week. We're going to be back in studio, right?
Yay!
That's what I'm saying. Another international song. Thank you, and only good things. CliffCentral.com